the left column being the best leader, to start working on the worst leader list of traits first. Indeed, they often explained that they didn't have many best leader examples to pull from, so they skipped right to the worst leader list, since their bank of references for those was vast. When we conducted readouts from the activity, there would be so much energy, passion, and enthusiasm during the lively discussion and sharing of anecdotes about the worst leaders. There were lots of amens from the choir, hand slapping, and laughing. You could tell the group was bonding over these common bad boss experiences. However, when we discussed the best leaders, the silence was deafening. One or two anecdotes would be shared that others seemed to admire, but there wasn't nearly the same common experience that everyone could relate to. As the years progressed, I noticed a similar phenomenon during my speaking engagements. I'd speak on a wide range of topics, leading effective meetings, project management best practices, building strong teams, enhancing team communication, etc. And I noticed that irrespective of the topic I was covering, one of the first questions during Q&A would usually be some version of, but how do these techniques work if my boss is the problem? I received the question so often that in 2010, I wrote a white paper entitled The Project Manager's Guide to Managing Difficult Sponsors.